From ancient springs and speakeasies to Roosevelt's Rough Riders and Busch Gardens, an exhibit at the Tampa Bay History Center explores the story of beer and brewing in Tampa Bay. For WUSF's new podcast, The Zest, host Robin Sussingham spoke to historian Rodney Kite Powell about some of the exhibit's highlights.
Tell me about brewing in Tampa Bay. It started with the Florida Brewing Company in Ybor City in like the 1800s.
It was the Florida Brewing Company, started by Vicente Martinez Ybor, the founder of Ybor City, in 1897. And it was the first brewery in the entire state of Florida.
Was he from Cuba or was he from Spain?
He was from Spain. And so he had a cigar manufacturing business in Havana. He came to Cuba as a fairly young man.
Where he put this brewery, I think, is really interesting because there were springs there, natural mm-hmm. springs that had been sacred to Indians, to the Paleo-Indians for, I guess,
thousands
millennia.
Of years. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And that's, you know, the government spring, as it came to be called, was not just important for the native people who had lived here, you say, for millennia, but for the soldiers at Fort Brooke, who first arrived here in the 1820s, and that fort, which was in downtown Tampa, was continuously occupied until the early 1880s, and it was renowned. And so a very natural place to put your brewery, because one of the most important things that goes in beer is the water.
Since he was a Spaniard who had been living in Cuba, identified with Cubans, was there anything different about the way they brewed their beer?
No, as a matter of fact, it was a German beer. It was a lager, because that's the kind of beer that Americans were drinking.
So that was
look
selling.
At Anheuser-Busch. Exactly. It was selling. So that's what Mr. Ybor did, is he, pardon the pun, he tapped the expertise of Germans that were in the country, not necessarily here in Tampa, and brought them here so they would be able to manufacture a high-quality lager.
And their biggest market
was Cuba. When you get outside of the Tampa Bay area, or Tampa at the time, they exported beer to Cuba. They were at one point the largest exporter of beer to Cuba. And prior to Prohibition, breweries owned saloons. And so you went to a saloon that was affiliated with Anheuser-Busch or with the Florida Brewing Company. So the Columbia restaurant started out as a saloon for the Florida Brewing Company.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For the Florida Brewing Company?
Absolutely.
Because they were all right there in Ybor City.
Yes, yes.
So Teddy Roosevelt came to town.
He did.
With his Rough Riders.
Yes.
He had a beer from the Florida Brewery.
It's entirely possible. He was here at the right time for that. There's a lot of myths about Roosevelt and others who the timing doesn't even work for. But yeah, the brewery was a year old, and there was a lot of beer being consumed during the summer of 1898 and the buildup to the Spanish-American War.
These were young men getting ready to go off to war.
Absolutely.
I would think they would have a beer.
Oh my gosh. There were 30,000 young men that were here, not just the Roosevelt's Rough Riders, but 30,000 soldiers, both regular army and volunteers. And they all were thirsty and looking for that last drink.
So then Prohibition hit in 1918.
Yes.
But Tampa didn't seem to pay much attention to Prohibition at all.
No. And you know, our thought of Prohibition is that, you know, one day you could have a drink and the next day you couldn't. And that really wasn't the case throughout most of the country. There was a pretty long lead up to Prohibition. By 1918, most of the state had gone dry. But Tampa certainly had not, because of a variety of factors of our just cultural makeup. But largely, though, because of the large immigrant community that we had, there was very little interest in going dry. And so
they called it the wettest dry city in the state or something like that.
Absolutely. It absolutely was. And there's some wonderful examples of that and the people doing everything they can to get an elusive drink.
And that is historian Rodney Kite Powell. That conversation is from our new podcast that's all about food called The Zest. You can go to thezestpodcast.com to get a download link and to listen.